Welcome, welcome. Not you.
What up?
Hello, everyone. This is entirely too loud. It's loud. What?
That's better.
It's just loud. Hello, everyone.
Hi. What's going on?
It's been a minute, y'all. But hey, it's another episode with Amongst Friends. Oh, wait. See? Doing too much. All right. Quiet down, people. Quiet down. I mean, thank you. It's another opportunity to spend time with amongst friends. I'm gonna turn this down. It just feels so like I'm just talking so loud. Shut it up. Anywho.
It was rolling off my tongue.
Anywho, we're glad that you're here and you're sure listening. And of course, we'd like for you to be a part of the conversation. We are not on Periscope tonight. We may or may not be on next week, but you know, we'll see. If you want to be a part of the conversation, it's 760-683-2662. You can join us on or in our Facebook group, Amongst Friends Radio Talk Show. And, of course, y'all are listening out there on Spreaker. There are some changes that have occurred since we last spoke. Breezy is no longer a part of the Amongst Friends family. Breezy is off to do his own show on Thursday nights, and once that's up and running, I'll provide that information to you. But hey,
what's going on?
Still Amongst Friends.
Absolutely.
Doing what we do.
Yes.
Making it do what it do. And that's that. Yeah. I mean, y'all are not on Periscope, so y'all can't see my facial expression or Justy's expression looking at me like, really? Wait, what? What happened? So, to my right, I have Coco Loco or Dr. J or whatever the world he want to call himself. He's Coco Loco to me. Mm-hmm. You want to say hello to the people?
Oh, hey, y'all, hey.
Hey, y'all, hey.
How y'all doing? What?
Then we also have, sitting directly in front of me, is Justy.
Justy is in the building.
Justy, yes, sir. Yes, I am.
And tonight, I am your...
Y'all usually hype. Y'all making me mad.
Okay, so the what do they call it? The what is it called?
I don't know.
What, you know what I'm trying to say? It's the
atmosphere, the environment, the energy,
the ambiance. What do I call you?
What do you call her?
Yeah, what when people are talking away from the mic?
The peanut gallery?
God dang it! The peanut gallery! The peanut gallery has said that our energy is a little off. And Y'all, let me be honest with you, which is why we're having a conversation tonight. Tonight we're doing a roundtable, and the roundtable is about sex and relationships.
Bad day. Bad week.
It's been a long week.
I'm perplexed. And honestly, it has... I'm doing a lot better. You know, I kind of, you know, wrote down some feeling. You know what? I'm going to read it. Mm-mm. I'm going to read it. Mm-mm. And I want y'all to prepare yourself because the energy that I had when I was writing it was so off the charts. I mean, I had to come back and get myself together, for lack of a better word. I mean, like, literally, that evening, I had to...
pull it together.
I had to bring it all the way back. It was pretty rough. So I'm going to share this to you. So, Peanut Gallery, the reason why I'm a little bit somber is because it's rough out here in the streets. It is rough. It is rough. I am 40 years old. I am a divorcee. I don't have any kids. And it is rough. So, okay, I'm telling y'all now, the language is about to be rated R. Okay?
Oh,
it's about to be rated R. All right.
Yeah.
And so... I'm going to read what I was feeling the other night, and then I want y'all to, you fellas, I want y'all to comment.
Yeah,
I mean,
right?
Give it to me. I mean, I'm going to read it, and I'm probably going to feel all of the anger and frustration that I was for. So I'm going to tell you right now, if I pop back, it's because I felt that shit all over again. See, I'm already feeling, I'm just looking at the words, and I'm already feeling like you're going to say some silly shit tonight, Justine. And then old Coco Loco with his crazy ass is going to be like, that's what's wrong with black women. And then I'm going to pop off, and it's going to be on it. See, I ain't even read it. And I'm already feeling something. Okay, close. Shut your mouth. Just zip it.
She got close.
Okay, so this is what I wrote.
Do you want us to let you finish the entire
I want thing? You to let me do all of it.
Okay, so let me
to
say
the
no.
end.
Okay.
Okay. LOL, I was about to post. I am angry, and I don't fucking know why. I started lashing out at motherfuckers, and I had to stop myself. Lately, I'm noticing that I'm having to pull myself to the side and get myself together. What is going on with me? I thought it was because I lost this weight loss challenge I was on. But as I type this, I'm realizing that it isn't just today. I'm tired of all the hoopla that comes with dating. I mean, I meet men on the regular. I'm finna ad-lib some shit because I'm feeling it now. I meet men on the regular because she's fly. Don't get it twisted. She's a big chick, but the bitch is bad. Okay?
All right.
Don't get it twisted.
All right.
Things will be going well, and then niggas just disappear. Or for whatever reason, it don't work out. And here are the top reasons or the top things that happens when they disappear or it doesn't work out. Here's the reason. Number one, I wasn't looking to fuck soon as he slid into my DMs or when I passed him my digits. Two, they juggling multiple chicks. Three, I don't want to date potential. Shit, can you see my potential for once and help me get to my potential? Can you do that? Four, I get you. This is what I get, and this fucking irks my goddamn nerves. You a good woman, and you good peeps, and you would be good for me. But I need to get my shit together first. Nigga, you in your 40s. How much longer is it gonna take for you to get your shit together? I mean, goddamn. Lord forgive my enemies, so goddamn,
all
that makes me be like, fuck all dumbass men. Fuck the year of yes. Fuck it with a rotten dick. Okay. I told you I was angry. In this moment, I wish for like a tenth of a second I was docile and willing to accept some fuck shit. Then everything in me says, bitches, you crazy. Cut that shit out. And then there are the dudes who are nice and they're sweet and they're gentle. And I fucking roll my eyes because when I talk to them, I know I'm going to steamroll their ass. And when I want my way, I'm going to get my way. And I'm going to talk to you like you crazy because you're a soft ass nigga. I sincerely have even been considering polygamy so I can get me two dudes. One to fuck me right, one to support me, and maybe even a third one to check me, do some BDSM or something like that. I'm not going to high five you. To do that, or even to become a sub to, you know, the whole BDMS, you have your doms, and then you have your subs, and you have your slaves, and you have all those things, you know, to a couple who has an open relationship. I mean, just the other day, there's a dude who's married. We ain't smashed in over a good 10 years. 10 years. He's married now. He's still in my DM talking about ain't no, my wife ain't even close to the stuff you got.
Oh, you got that good snapper, huh?
And you know this, the big girl got it. But, you know, I was like, oh, why is this my life? And then I said, okay, let me go get a Snickers. I'm not myself.
Well, so, let me ask you this, with this whole dating thing you got going on, and all this anger that you just spit out there.
Mm-hmm.
Why you have so many expectations when you're just dating somebody? Just date them. Just go out there and have fun. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. The whole point of dating is to get to know somebody and have fun. Why do you come in there with all these check boxes and all these things where it's just like, okay, well, you got to meet this, you got to do that.
Before you answer,
I'm trying to read where the fuck it said I had a check.
No, that's how I come across.
It's implied.
But before you answer, what was the number one? I know the second thing was juggling. What was number one?
What the fuck as soon as he slid in my DM?
Why what?
Why
he wanted to fuck as soon as he met me.
Got it.
He looked at me and said, you got good box. I do. It is. I mean, it is what it is.
It is what it is. I can dig it. I'm sure it's great.
It is.
I'm positive
on that.
Okay.
And I've been learning tricks
too.
Much, too.
The show will be over in a little bit, and I'll be like, hey, what's going on?
Okay. First of all, there'll be none of that here. Okay. Let's get that. That's number A. Letter two. Letter two. Now you may answer his question.
Expectations.
Your expectations. Why are your expectations so high? And the reason why it's implied is because you said you're willing to accept all kinds of fuck shit, but then when you meet the nice, gentle guy, you roll your eyes, you're like, I could just roll over, you know.
I didn't say I was willing. I said I wish I would. That's a difference.
No, you said you considered it.
For a tenth of a second. That ain't even a whole minute.
I just got from it, am I cutting either one of y'all off? Because I'm not trying to. No, but I just got from it that when you meet somebody, you already have, well, you already want the life, the rest of your life planned out. So in your head, you already have what you want to be in these next 5 years. You probably want to be.
Well, absolutely.
No, but I'm saying, like, you're not letting things fall and develop organically. Like, the whole thing is, like, these people that you are cutting off, this could be your potential husband or your potential child's father or whatever direction you want to go. Because you said you're a divorcee. I don't know if you want to get remarried. But, like, when you meet these people, instead of just chilling, let me just go have something to eat with you. You know, we get a couple of drinks. You know what I'm saying? We hang out, have a good time. At the end of the night, if we want to do something, we can. We adults. If we don't, it was nice hanging out with you. But it's like you already look for the future when you meeting somebody off the break. That's what I can answer that for you.
Okay. Because typically, women.
And I didn't want to say that.
Before I even started, I said he's going to say something about black women.
Yeah.
Typically, those kinds, what they do, they don't date to have fun. It's always they have to date with a purpose. Dating has to lead to marriage. No, dating just can lead to just getting to know each other, or maybe we can develop a friendship, or just, you know, whatever. Maybe we can be business partners. But with a lot of them kind, dating has to always lead to marriage.
How old are you, sweetie?
I'm 18, but I'm not earlier.
Hmm. You're 18.
She's 18.
She has a whole life ahead of her.
Right.
At 18, dated, no problem.
But you wanted to marry at 19.
I did. I had a plan, but I also had fun. I had a lot of fun. And it wasn't until I was getting pressure from my mother to settle down and get married that I had to get my shit together.
What would you say your mother gave you?
Hmm?
What you say your mother gave you? Why you married so young? You said because you got a what from your mother?
You tell me what
you said. Your mother had an expectation.
Yes, my mother had expectations.
And so you,
as a Southern woman, my mother had expectations that I would get married, have kids, have a white picket fence, and all that kind of stuff. Those were just traditional expectations for a woman. I had fun. Here's the problem with what you're saying right now. Nigga, I'm 40. My eggs is old. What, you want me to wait 5 years?
Janet,
to have a baby?
She was a baby.
Okay, guess what? Her money is longer than mine.
What I have read, and you have the computer in front of you, you can sit up there and Google this. But women nowadays can carry healthy babies much longer. Hmm. It's like the life expectancy is up.
Okay, so at 50, you ready to have a baby at 50?
Well, I don't know, because the whole thing is this.
Mm-hmm.
However your life is destined to be, all your steps are already ordered before you're born, before you were born here.
Mm-hmm.
So I think everybody misses enjoying the journey because they're so caught
it's
up
easy
in,
for y'all motherfuckers to
no,
say
I mean,
that.
Like, I don't have a drill down date. That I need to be a dad. If I just so happen to be a new dad at 60, you know what?
Let me tell you what. You have that motherfucking option. Y'all have, but no, I don't.
My sperm don't get old, is what she's saying.
I hear what you're saying. But, like, what if it just doesn't work out as far as you being able to birth kids? So what happens at 60 if you want to adopt? Or you want? Are you cutting off all options
if
you don't birth the baby?
Yes. Okay. That's not what I want.
Okay.
We've had that conversation. So I have a whole list of things of what you just said. So how long, let me ask you this. So how long have you been doing the whole dating thing, and it's boom, they are the juggling of the women, they want to fuck, they don't want to date potential.
All my life.
They give you the good, your good woman speech.
All my life.
All your life what?
I've been getting all that.
Then the problem is not the men, the problem is you. It's you. You're the common denominator in all your life. You're the common denominator. It's you.
The common denominator is that I'm a woman.
The common denominator is you. you're the common denominator.
I like
so
to cuss
maybe
him out.
Should...
Just, I mean, like, just, like, cuss him the fuck out. Like, about...
Where are you about to cuss me out?
From the top to the motherfucking bottom. Just down.
Where are you about to cuss me out? The problem is you.
Oh, okay.
I can...
Okay.
So, here's the thing.
Here's
so,
the
maybe
thing.
There's some things about you that
oh.
you should change about you.
Oh! Let me tell you about that. You know what?
Okay,
this
tell
is,
me about
you know
it.
What? This is not the conversation I have because I almost like just put my hand.
Oh my God! You can't do that.
I mean, like, I really felt like.
You can't do that because
him.
I'm gonna be proud to hit you back. I don't want to hit you back.
I was, I mean, just, I felt that in my
you
spirit.
Hear the conversation?
To hit him, for real. Like,
he's about to hit me.
What'd you say?
I said, well, I have a slew of things that you've said about, well, you know, what's going on the whole day. And I asked the question. I said, well, how long has this been going on? About the whole dating and, you know, guys just want to fuck and just all this other stuff. She said, all of her life. So I said, well, the problem... Aren't the men? The problem is, aren't men.
I think you need to say that.
I said, you're the
problem.
I said, because the common denominator is you. So I said, maybe there's some things about you that you should change about you if you want your situation. Are you kicking me?
Is that too much for you to take on right now, D-Bro?
You're the common denominator, so maybe there's some things about you you should change.
Okay.
I think I kind of agree with that statement. I mean, because you can only
get the fuck out. Just
a lot
oh
of
my God!
There's the door. We're going to end this conversation early tonight. What time is it? It is 8:24. We're going to end this.
It's all good, though. But I mean, like, this is something that what's going to be amongst friends fix my life. Instead of Ayala, you ain't got an Ayala here tonight. You could be amongst friends and fix the life.
I'll be the new Ayala
call
with the hair piece.
What'd she say? Call a thing a thing?
Call a thing a thing.
Call a thing a thing.
I'll
so
be the new Ayala.
Let's call the thing
right.
a thing.
I'll be the new Ayala with the hair piece.
760-683-2662.
Right. I don't see what's the problem.
If I had your options, I would. I could do everything that you're saying.
So basically, the bottom line factor for you is that you just want to be a mom. You're not even worried about the whole marriage thing.
No, I want to be married. I do want to be married.
But you are more lenient to not getting married now than you are to just being a mom right
no,
now.
No, I want to get married. Absolutely.
Again.
I do.
Okay. So what do you want to have? What is your priority right now? The kids?
I'm going to have a baby.
So the priority is the baby?
Absolutely.
Okay. So then with any of these knuckleheads that you're dealing with, if you just want to have a baby, just have a baby. A lot of men and just knock it out. You ain't even got to put them.
So you just made a
now,
grab some random motherfucker and say, give me your jizz.
Absolutely, because they're random people. They're random guys out there just especially if it's a fuck and apparently a good fuck. Yeah, absolutely. They'll run up in you.
Oh,
or it don't have to be a random. Let it be somebody that you know.
Oh, I just think you should probably do well, in my opinion.
I could think outside the box.
And what's outside the box in your mind? Because, you know, your box is that box is magical. Like, he come up with stuff like the leprechaun of Lucky Charms. I need to figure out what the hell you talk about. I done been on a couple shows with you now, so I know how outside the box you can get.
Okay, so this is the box, and well, this is the box, and you're getting all of this. In order to change all of this, you got to get outside the box and create your own boxes. This is a box. This is a box. This is a box. Instead of being in boxed in this box. That's all I'm saying. You can't expect your situation to change if you continue to do the same thing. That's called insanity. You can't do that. And then you're going to, 10 years from now, you'll be like, I want to be married. I want this. I want this. But guys, all I want to do is want to fuck. They juggling different women. They don't want to date potential. They give me the you a good woman speech. Well, if you keep doing the same thing in this box, This box is never going to change. Jump out of the damn box.
Have you tried any date naps?
Help me, Jesus.
Try the dating app.
I mean,
what?
Like the what's the thing? The eHarmony and all that stuff that's on TV. What about it? Do you have any stories of people that you met on those type of things? I don't know. I'm scared of the internet and meeting people, so yeah.
You scared of the internet, dude? I love that.
Yeah. No,
I've met people.
I mean, people's representatives.
The regular way. I've met people on the internet. I've met people through suggestions or friends. I have even looked within myself to change the perception that maybe I'm giving off.
Dig deep. Dig deep.
But ain't none of y'all motherfuckers doing that. Not a one.
What do you mean? Nah, you don't know that. You don't know that. You don't know that. You don't know that. Go ahead, D-Rob. I'm sorry.
My friend Tony says, jump out the damn box.
I know Tony ain't talking.
Yes, he did. He said, jump out the damn box.
So let me tell you, Tony. Let me tell your motherfucking ass. Your ass still in the damn box. When you gonna get out your box? How
He's
about
not
that?
In the box.
He's not in the box?
Well.
He's not in the box? He's not
know.
In the box.
I don't know. I
you
can't
don't.
Comment on that.
He's not in the box? Preacher.
A little bit of a closet. Not a box. I mean, but he's really not in the closet. Only his mom don't know.
Did he just do that?
Oh, so you're going to blast Tony like
that? Why are you going to blast Tony?
No, I said he was in a box.
I hope he's not listening with
his mom. This is the one who's talking about, well, he's in a closet. Oh, and only his mama don't know.
Mama.
Dang.
And you know, Tony's been eating the church and, you know, he's got to do that.
He is just giving even more caller.
This is Tony. Hello?
Now, what box is you jumping out of?
The box that you in.
That's a damn lie. You still in the box. You been in that box for years.
But you don't.
I have been. I agree to that.
He's dating.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's dating now.
Well,
I am.
In the box.
I'm trying to jump out the box.
Yeah. We've had countless conversations. He's even jumped out to other races.
Thanks, Tony,
which,
on the phone.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What happened? What'd you say?
What'd you say, Tony?
I'm agreeing with everything you said. Tony.
Jump out.
I've jumped out the box. I need a damn parachute.
So Tony, being as though you was listening to the show, what do you think about D-Rob and what she said as far as when I said expectations?
I missed that part. I missed the first part. I just got on.
Okay,
oh,
no worries. I'll catch you up real quick. I had said that the reason that D-Rob is dealing with the stuff that she's dealing with is because she has too many expectations out the gate. Why she just can't meet people and just enjoy their time and company?
Correct. It's all right to have, you know, standards set for yourself. But like you said, it's just, you know, we're just dating. We hadn't got to the point of 6 months down the road or planning to be married or you know, go with the flow.
Please. Okay, I'm sorry. Please tell me, why would I consider dating someone who has absolutely no desire to be married? Why would I do that?
Is that not what I said? That some of them, they date and they have a purpose of dating to get married. This date, maybe you could be that person to change their mindset.
Oh, but y'all just
saying. Absolutely right.
Lord Jesus. So you're not the person who says, stop trying to change a man. If he tells you that this is what he wants.
I said maybe.
So if he says, I don't want to get married, have absolutely no desire, I don't want any kids, I'm just going to date him. We're just going to have a great time.
Absolutely.
The fuck for?
I never want a kid. I never wanted to be married. Well, no. I wanted to continue to be a thot all my life.
Well,
right, Tony?
You still are a thot. That hasn't changed. So, you're still getting wrong. You ain't, you got any other, I mean, don't get me wrong. I know that your kids are yours. I know your kids are yours.
What did you call me?
Yes.
Okay.
He wasn't saying nothing.
Oh, I thought he was saying something.
You heard all his background.
Oh, that's what it was. So no, it's not gonna say you trying to change. Don't go in there trying to change a man. See, that's another thing wrong with black women. They always trying to change somebody. Don't go in there with the fact of trying to change somebody. Just go
in there and have a good time. I'm going to have
no
a good time with my damn
because,
self
and maybe
with somebody
you are the
who
person.
Wants the same thing I want. Let's just be like-minded.
And again, you're back in the box.
That I'm being like-minded?
I just think that you're just cutting people off too soon. I mean, like, y'all got to get to know each other first. I ain't gonna tell. I may want to get married, but I don't mean I want to marry you. And so I got to get to know you. So now I need to come up there with where you see yourself at 10. Well, yeah, we could have that conversation. But I'm just like, I ain't got to sit up there and get all into that. When do we have this conversation? On the first date?
Fuck no.
Exactly. So I'm just like, so I will figure if you're dating somebody, the more you get to know them, the more you can fill each other out and see where it's going, you know what I'm saying, that sort of thing. So when do you have this conversation?
And their mind may change about dating and marriage and kids. It may change over the course of time. But you're not giving that person...
How long does this course of time take?
Mine took about 4 months.
About 4 months, okay. How long your time...
I don't have a time. I just
so it could be going on for 3, 4, 5, 11, 12 years.
You be the judge of character.
You know, yeah, exactly. You can know when you're vibing with somebody and when you're not. Mm-hmm. Like, my whole thing is, you could probably figure it out after, like, the second or third date, like, where this is has the potential of going. But I'm not going to sit up there and say, okay, in the first date, lay all your cards on the table. What do you want? Like, because I don't even know if I'm really going to be digging you enough to even call you after this date. So I need to figure out, you know what I'm saying, just where we are. I mean, do we have anything in common? You know, there's a lot more we can talk about. Like, I can ask you,
why am
you
I
have
spending,
any siblings? Do you, you know what I'm saying? That's what they're like.
Why am I spending all this time with you and you don't want anything that I want?
You don't know that.
I can talk to you. I mean, before we even get to that first date, we're on the phone, we're talking, we're Skyping, we're FaceTiming. What we got to go on? What are we doing?
All that when we're not 16? Like, if you want to, if you meet somebody and, you know what I'm saying, y'all meet each other.
Because
time
is valuable.
And you think somebody.
And I can sit my ass at a home. I can talk to you and kind of decipher, nigga, we ain't nowhere on the same page. Absolutely.
So y'all
mm-hmm.
just can't
you know
meet
what?
Somewhere publicly.
For
and,
what?
And
for what?
And you can decipher that over the phone.
For what? What are we talking for? I need to look at you so you can see how
absolutely.
I am, and then you can say, oh, yeah, we finna fuck. Yes, we finna do this. No. Why
you
am I wasting my time?
I want
760-683-2662.
Call
in. Be a
call.
Get out of
this box.
Lord Jesus.
No, shit.
I really wish that you could wake up tomorrow and be a woman with those same ideas.
I wish I could wake up in the morning and be a woman.
I don't wish I could be anything but a man, but like my whole thing is I just don't understand the perception of I have to, or somebody has to give me X, Y, Z off the initial conversation. Like, I just don't get that.
Well, you wouldn't.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I can wake up and be a woman.
Well, you're already one, so... I mean, that we wouldn't
great.
Be doing a whole lot.
Great.
The only difference is
I have three of them.
You have three of what? I don't know what that is.
Holes. Three holes.
No, that don't even make sense. Because you're a boy, so how you got three holes?
He said he wants to wake up to be a woman, so he...
Oh, okay.
Pay attention, just be...
No, because I... All right, never mind. Back to Earth. Yeah, I am. I missed all of that.
Okay. You okay, do you? Wrong.
I think that your view is I don't think that you understand the challenges that women face. You know, just like you said, at 60, you could choose to say, hey, I want to see, you know what I'm saying? I've lived my life. I've had a very good time. And you could have the desire and say, hey, I want a kid. And you don't have to look towards a 60-year-old lady and say, I want you to carry my kid. You can go and hit up the 21-year-old and say, look here, little girl, and go ahead and throw some current seed up in her and birth a child. That's not the reality for a woman. A woman is born with all of her eggs at birth, and every year her eggs become older and older. At 30, a woman is told that having a child is a high-risk pregnancy, and each year it becomes more complicated. At 35, they start talking about you are at a higher risk of having a deformed child. At 40, they're asking that you to take various tests to ensure that, you know, your child's going to have, what are some of the things? What's
Down
it called?
Syndrome.
Down syndrome or
cerebral palsy.
Or, you know, do you want to terminate this this child? You go through all of these emotions. So then let's just say you have all of those factors playing in your mind. You have society saying, you know, in some regards, a woman doesn't have control over her body because her purpose is to birth a child and to continue to populate the earth. But then you want to add in, step out of the box, enjoy your life, go, you know, do that job, you know, be successful. And you have a lot of women who have kind of foregone the relationship, having a relationship because they're pursuing them, they're doing them, they're enjoying life. You know, they may have encountered some of the things that I've pointed out and said, you know what, I'm not going to worry about that. I'm not going to worry about men's. I'm just going to enjoy life. I'm going to do me. And then they get to 40 and they're saying, oh my gosh, I really do want to be a mother. And then guys are like, man, I ain't trying to be settled down right now. Just enjoy life. My timetable is different from yours. I don't have the option to every day be able to create live, healthy sperm. I don't have that option. And I think that y'all are very limited in how y'all are viewing things because y'all have this male privilege that women don't have.
Well, let me ask you this. I'm sorry. No, are you finished? I don't want to cut you off.
Go ahead.
So I just goes back to my original question that I had made some notes to myself. You're doing all this, but why not just appreciate the gift of life that you have right now? And you have a baby, and then what? Everything is now magically gone away. Now you happy and you Cinderella living life. You know what I'm saying?
For me, yeah, it'll probably end up that way.
That's not how it's going to be. And the only reason I can say that, I can say that because if you're not enjoying it now, then how?
No. So first of all, I haven't said anything about not enjoying my life, so don't put that on me.
No, I ain't put that on you. But, when you
but that's what you did. You just said if you're not appreciating what you got, how you... No, I said I've gone out and I've done everything.
Okay.
Everything that I fucking wanted to do, I've done.
Okay.
The only thing that I haven't done is had a kid. And so guess what I'm finna do? I'm finna have a fucking kid. And when I have it, guess what? It will be happy, la la land, because I did what the fuck I wanted to do.
Poor guy, you can just
and honey, what did I say? My focus is a child. Did I say that?
Yeah, so you'll be happy
right.
Happily ever after once you have a
absolutely.
Child. Okay, well, cool. Then I don't have nothing else to add to that. I mean, like, that's no further questions, y'all. If that's what you feel like is the only thing missing out of your life as a kid, like, I thought it was relationship.
I do want a relationship, but guess what? I'm also going to have a kid. If a relationship comes after, hey, that's just icing on
so
the goddamn cake.
Why can't you just go out there and date then if you're not really focused on a relationship? You just go out there and date and have fun. If you just going to have a kid and the relationship will come later, then why not just go out there and just have fun with the people? Am I saying this the incorrect way, or am I mean, because it's like, I know we're circling back, but if the high priority is just the kid, and you just said that you don't even mind the sperm bank option, so then why not just go out there and just have fun with the people that want to hang out with you that night? Because
I don't need bullshit in my life.
Okay. So that bullshit.
And that was,
I
said that from the very beginning.
But it makes
I don't need
bullshit.
Do what?
That makes them bullshit because they don't want to be married?
Bullshit. Just period. Who they are, the things that I encountered. Boy, I could tell you countless stories of bullshit.
Yeah.
I don't need it. That's why I said I wish that I could remove this logical thinking because of all these fuckboys. I wish I could. I can't. It's not me. I won't. Put me in a motherfucking box, say that I'm closed-minded, say whatever the fuck you want, but I guarantee you I will not ever again be associated with folks like Mr. Chip. Period.
I don't know who Mr. Chip is, but that's funny.
Oh. We're not discussing Mr. Chip.
Okay. Yeah, I don't even know who that is, but that's funny. Go ahead.
Because I did what you said. I looked within self. I heard some of the things that he was saying that I was doing, and I altered who I was to please him.
Mm-hmm.
And then I didn't even know who the fuck I was.
Say anything about altering who you are for somebody.
What you said was
I jump out of the box.
No. What you said is the common denominator is you.
Yeah,
then you
right.
need to fix you. So then when I fix me, it still wasn't right.
You said that you fix you correctly. You
oh
fix
my God.
You in
yeah,
your
Lord,
own
Lord,
eyes.
Jesus, Lord, help me today. I can't.
Well, we started the subject. We gonna go all the way in it.
Well, we started the conversation about fuck bullies.
Because they are fuck boys.
That's how we started the conversation.
They
the conversation was about
well, no. What no. What I did was I told you about how I was feeling.
Right. But we weren't talking about on the level we talked about how you were feeling about different men that you encounter. We weren't even talking about the whole baby issue. We're just talking about the men in general that you encounter end up being just
fuck boys.
Fuck boys. That's it. So with that, that's why I said, well, the common denominator is you. Change you. I didn't say when you meet somebody and you feeling them, they feeling you and or whatever, that you change you to accommodate them. That's ass backwards because they met you how you were. So what's the point of changing?
Mm-hmm.
That's just like my husband asking me, well, Kobe, you need to change who you are. Why? Dumb as hell. I've been doing this shit for 35 years. I'm not fitting to change. You need to jump on board or get off the train. Whichever one. I hope you don't call.
Call, please. Matter of fact, we need to call him.
So yeah, you don't change, you know, just to accommodate somebody. You change to accommodate your children, your child. That's what you change for, but not for a nigga because they met you as you were. So No, don't do all that. Like I said, when we started the conversation, we was talking about dumbass fuckboys. That's it. We wasn't factoring
that's
in.
What they are, dumbass fuckboys. And I don't want no parts of them. None. All of them. Get the fuck away from me. I'm going to give me a spray. Just start spraying.
Man, be gone.
Get the fuck away from me. Bye, nigga. Bye.
Oh, my God.
And the funny thing is that here I am at 40, and our listener or our peanut gallery is 18, and she's like, yep, yep.
She ain't experienced like it.
But she's still saying yep at 18.
But she hasn't experienced life yet.
But she's still seeing some of this shit at 18.
And she does. And we talk. And especially since she's moved here, she's experienced some weirdness.
Girl, say hell no. Say boy bye. Get the fuck.
I'm not taking anything away from her, but I'm going to tell you, and this is just from
male
my 18-year-old self. My 18-year-old self. The only thing that I could... I say my 18-year-old self that could tell me, or that I would tell my 18-year-old self, just enjoy the ride. You know, because I stressed on the wrong things, and like the things that I put so much energy into at the end of the day didn't really matter.
Right.
And I wasted so much time and energy at 18 or 19, 20, my 20s. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, everything, especially when you turn 21, you now legal to go out here and do whatever the hell you want to do.
At 18, I can do that. At 21, I can drink.
No, at 21, you can do a lot more things. Gamble, you can drink, you can actually rent cars in certain places. Like, it's a lot more you can do at 21 than you can do at 18. And both of all of us have been 18 before, so we've known the difference between that. But, at 18, I was also one that thought that, you know, I've reached this magical age because, you know, at 18, I thought now I'm officially an adult. I can go buy cigarettes. I can go do whatever the hell I want to do because I'm grown, you know. Mm-hmm. But in actuality, I'm still a teenager. And so I still have teenage. I mean, I may have been in some adult situations, but my mindset is not that mature to get out of things that, you know, at 35, I can process better than I could at 18, 21, 25, you know what I'm saying, that sort of thing. Like, it's a lot of shit that I went through in my back years that I'd be like, if that shit would happen today, I would brush that shit off and gave it a second thought, you know, and that's just like how the old folks say, with age comes wisdom and all that other stuff like that. That's just something that's true. So, you know, I don't know, you know, I know I'm not negating anything from, as you call it, the peanut gallery, because yes, she can have a strong opinion, but
she could have had some experiences, not just an opinion.
Well, I'm not knocking that, but like I said, then say, like, as far as, you know, you being 40 and because this things that you may have experienced that I still haven't experienced yet. And it may be different situations that I can talk to you about, okay, well, look, whether it be work, life, you know what I'm saying, spiritual, anything, and, you know, we just kick it back and forth. I mean, it's not that big of an age gap, but it's still, you know what I'm saying, it may be something that, you know, you look back on and be like, man, I remember when I was dealing with that X, Y, and Z, and I reacted this way then. Now I look at this and I be like, yo, that was just immaturity or not immaturity. What's the word I'm trying to look for? When you're not inexperienced. Inexperienced in a certain subject area, you know, and your initial reaction at a certain age is much different than it is at an older age.
I would agree with that 20 years ago. And I say that because the kids these days are exposed to, because of social media, and because of
technology
and even the age of the parents of these kids. These kids are growing up right alongside of their parents. Mm-hmm. So what the parent is experiencing, the kid is also experiencing as well. So I feel like we when we say stuff like, you know, you're 18, you still have so much life to live. Number one, it's not promised that that person will live to see 30, 40, 50 or whatever.
Oh, none of our lives are promised.
So the experience that this person has at 18 is still a wealth of information, a wealth of so I don't discredit any of that. Sometimes when talking to these young people, their mentality of things is so different than my traditional mind or how I was raised to be very go with the flow, where the kids today are like, that don't fit me, that don't work, I'm doing something else. And so sometimes even in talking to the young kids today, when they're talking about, when we're actually having real conversations, because when I was growing up, I was kind of told, stay in a child's place.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have
Absolutely.
A voice here.
Right.
But now when you're hearing these kids today, you're like, dang, I would have never looked at it like that,
right.
because I'm looking at it from a place of how I was raised.
Right.
And back in the day, we were so closed and in a box. We were trying to please our parents to make sure that they're happy with the decisions that we've made and stuff like that. So we were very kind of, this is what I'm going to do. It wasn't until I was like, yeah, Mama, I'm not doing that. Mm-mm, I don't want that. And even when she was coming at me and my mom was coming at me and saying, when you going to get married? When you going to have kids? And she was like, when you going to get a job and just sit down somewhere? Because I would chase the money. I would go from job to job to job. And each time it was at a higher level and I was traveling around the world and I was experiencing different things. And she was like, well, why don't you just be still? And I was like, that ain't for me. Let it go. She was just like, okay, I'm going to let you do what you're doing. You know, you young, you think you know, but you ain't experienced, you know, whatever, whatever. And it wasn't until my late 30s that I started saying, listen, that's your life. That's not me. That's not my experience. That's not my history. I didn't go through the stuff that you went to. I didn't go to a segregated school. I was in a school with all whites, blacks, Africans, Chinese, Asian. I get along with all of the people. My experience is different from yours. Stop trying to put that 1930 mentality on this 2000 or 1994 child. Stop doing that. So I'm saying all that to say, I'm not going to not say that what she has experienced doesn't relate to what I am. It's just I've encountered it several times. I've actually been in the relationship. I done been married. I done fell for some of this bullshit. She's 18, experienced this shit. If my 18-year-old self could speak to your 18-year-old, she would say, listen. Fuck what the old folks who said in the South about you need to settle down and be traditional and do whatever the fuck that makes you happy. If you want to date with purpose, fucking date with purpose. If you don't, you want to be wild and be a thought like this one right here, then be a goddamn thought. Do what you do. Be happy. But all this, I'm telling you, at 40, if you ready to have a kid and you hadn't, you're going to have some challenges. I'm just telling you now. Not just because you may have some female issues or whatever, you know, outside of that, even having a perfect body, you'll still have challenges at 40. Some don't. Some just pop them out. Just, hell, they 500 pounds and they popping out about 12 kids on welfare assistance and I'm paying for them. I'm a little pissed off about that. I'm just a little angry right now. I'm just saying, do you? Don't.
Well, let me springboard back. I'm sorry, Dr. J, do you have anything to interject?
I was just listening. Go ahead.
No, what I was going to say is, it's funny that you said when you would talk about the generations, and because there's always going to be a generational gap. But like what my mother used to always say when I was growing up, there's nothing new under the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And even though another generation may experience something differently, different technologies, X, Y, and Z, they still deal with the same problems. It's just a different format of how it's brought to them. Mm-hmm. And I look at it like, you know, when you was talking about that 18 to 40, and I respect an 18-year-old who is at the point where it's just like, you know, well, I'm there mentally, because, you know, some 18-year-olds have had harder life struggles.
Correct.
Than what I have had growing up.
Correct.
But I would also go with me being 35 and then being 18 right now, I would look at it from the standpoint of there's still, we can learn stuff from each other, because
mm-hmm.
you can always learn something from it. You can learn something from a baby. But I would think that as far as when it gets down to the maturity or the way that you can handle situations or pop off and things like that, I think that your age will play a factor. And all of us, I can say this, well, the three of us here, we're government employees. You go to a GS-7 for X, Y, and Z. You don't go to that GS-14 and sit up there and expect them to do the same thing that GS-7 does. That GS-7 is there because they're still in that molding process where you're grooming them so they can get to here. That 14 is supposed to be able to handle all the stuff that comes into that office that, you know what, that GS-7, look, I'm not trying to do this shit. I never experienced that. And you don't expect them to. Because at the end of the day, you have more experience than that GS-7. That's why I'm going with the age thing. At 35 or 40 and versus 18, yeah, there will be some things I'm going to learn from these 18-year-olds, because I don't know anything about no damn Snapchat or any other stuff that is so common in school. Like, my friend is a teacher. All the kids have laptops in high school. What the hell did that happen? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's safer in classrooms
to take notes.
To take notes on laptops. We had to go look at this shit up in a fucking encyclopedia. Do they even sell encyclopedias anymore? And see, that's, everybody knows Google.com.
Look at her face.
Yeah, like, see, that's crazy to me. I'm like, do kids these days know about the card catalog or anything? Like, when you go to the library and you have literally with a library card, you got to go in there and go through the card catalog and find the book by the reference number and that sort of thing. So does it say that they can't teach me nothing? Absolutely not, because there's a lot of things on this here damn internet that I don't know how to do. I mean, like, I'm still trying to get somebody to teach me how to do Pinterest. And I don't know how to do that shit, because I don't see the point of it. Like, what am I saving? Just things I want to learn a recipe. So let me save the recipe to go back. Like, why can't I just Google a recipe? Like, what's the fucking point of Pinterest? But we're going off topic. But all that to say, like I said, they can teach me something too. But I would think that with the experience mindset and the relationship thing that we were going back to, as far as the relationships go, this is where I'm going to say, Dr. J, I want you to start. Because you get me off topic like shit. Because I'm laughing.
You act like you're so fucking old.
No, I'm just not in the technology like that. Like, so to me, like, I got this. This is the 7. I can't tell you the difference between this, the 6 or the 5.
There's no difference.
Like,
yeah. iPhone's the iPhone.
And, like, it's certain things that I noticed where it's just like you, like that button you push at the bottom. Like, it's not a button no more. It's just a thumbprint or a fingerprint.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like little stuff, like a text messaging is different. But, like, when people get into, like, all this stuff you could do with the phone, I'm always learning something. I'm going to tell you, it was 2 years ago. I was on this phone, and you know how text messages drop down like this? I would always get frustrated because I'd be in the middle of a Facebook something, and I didn't know you could just swipe up to get rid of the message. But I would sit up there and wait for the message to disappear.
Nope.
Yeah.
Can I do that? That's who helps me with my phone.
You said what?
That's who helps me with my phone.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the thing. I hear you. I understand you. But age does not guarantee maturity.
True.
Guarantee wisdom.
No.
Age does not guarantee wisdom either, because you can look on Facebook at somebody's 50 and 60 years old and being like, mm-mm.
We
and at 18
like
years
night.
Old, I know that is not something that I would have shared on Facebook at that age. I'm just saying. We see the Facebook statuses and people are screenshot in a minute.
Yeah.
And you're like, that was a kid. And then you look and it's somebody 50, 60s, and you're like, I know this ain't real.
But
I know this ain't real.
Probably also gets into a socioeconomic status.
I know it from the ghetto, from middle class, and even these rich ones. They some dumb ones.
We just went through something like this last night.
Dealing with the people that you deal with in your profession, you know that
Trump
you deal
Trump.
With a number of fucks.
Yeah.
I mean, no, he doesn't deal with those. That was Deidre's words. That was not just these words, but they some fuckheads. I mean, I'm just
saying. Because it doesn't, because Trump is a billionaire. And I think he's absolutely stupid. So, I mean, like,
imagine all of the people who are deciding this is not a political, this is not all the people who want to vote for him.
Yeah, right. All right.
Is that wisdom?
You proved your point.
Okay.
No,
I think it's.
Candy, yes.
So a threesome makes me old. Not having a threesome makes me old.
No.
Not having a threesome like makes you in like my dad's category, like the same man who's only been with maybe three women his entire life, and
let me tell you,
and never had.
In them 60s and 70s, they had
and then
so
the
much
women
cocaine
he's been with, they don't
get
head.
They were doing group orgies in the 60s and 70s. What's that whole thing they used to have? There were the white people just go out there in the Volkswagens and
You said white people.
No, but what's the thing that I'm talking about? when they used to go to Studio 50, like y'all know what I'm talking about. We all
the Volkswagens van.
What's the things called? They used to go out there and it'd be like a hippie event.
Yeah.
Woodstock.
White people.
The whole time is that though all this threesome stuff ain't nothing new. They used to be doing all types of crazy stuff back then. The Sprites.
White people. Okay. White people. My dad is black.
Mine is
just saying.
Yeah.
You know. You act like people his age category. That's all I'm saying.
So I gotta have a threesome so I can be baptized.
Nobody
say that.
Nobody say
that. Old.
It's okay.
Do you date older women?
No.
Surprising.
Well, somebody has to be old in a relationship.
Somebody has to be old in a relationship. Then it's him.
Because they got to listen to what he's saying. Now, these women that's old by his age, they ain't going for that.
Which is true.
They're not going for that.
It's true.
Stage, please. Now, me and you, when we was about to get married, or 12, 13, 14.
Listen.
You already know. Don't let me take it back.
You know what I'm saying?
Because she was definitely in the whip zone. Like, she used to sit up there and just be the nice accommodation.
I don't want to hear that.
Did you remember 12?
But I don't want to hear that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you remember 12?
I'm talking. Damn it. I don't want to hear it.
See, me and Derek and I were supposed to get married, but see, the problem was...
What was the problem?
Derek didn't
want...
No, actually, Derek is a nice height.
No, he's not!
Derek is not short.
Derek, how tall are you?
5'9", 3/4". You're going to give my 3/4".
You're not 5'9".
And 3/4".
No, you're not 5'9".
I'm 5'9", 3/4". You're going to give me my three quarters.
I've got to be hella drunk.
Well, you ain't had but one. It's on my medical records. Every time I go to the doctor.
Yeah, you're not 5'9".
And three.
Oh, with shoes on?
Wait a minute. We can't talk of the names.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
You're 5'9".
And three quarters. You're going to give me my three quarters.
There.
I'm almost.
First
five
all, D.
I'm almost about
to. Okay, so what I was going to say was when Jericho and I were going to get married, see the prop? Yeah, y'all heard that. Whatever. Mm-hmm. It was just the.
We ain't on camera today, so it's all just cool.
When we were talking about getting married, the problem lied that he didn't want to date with purpose. You know, he didn't want to act right. And so what did I have to do?
You supposed to get married at 12, 13, 14. Because it was December, because you know, that was the first, that was the last time we're going to see that in our life.
Right.
So
right.
It was December 13th, 2014.
Right. So he was wanting to be free and date and enjoy it. And I was like, listen, I'm ready. 12, 13, 14. Get the life.
In the meantime, she had a little friend over the house.
I did.
She did. And so I'm supposed to marry. You got a little friend in the house. How this going to work? You know what I'm saying? We supposed to get married at 12, 13, 14.
But you wanted to be free.
But
I'm
he wanted
confused.
To be free. Exactly. So I had to explore my options.
Absolutely. You had to jump out of the box.
I did. You know. So then he went on and, you know, he's been doing what he was doing, you know.
Is this a for real story?
Yes, this is a real for real story. 12, 13, 14.
13, 14.
Did y'all do it?
No! Why do you think he keeps trying to get the good box?
Oh, man.
Oh, okay.
No, look. No, that was just something that we stood up there and said we were going to give her a 12, 13, 14. Like, because you probably look real confused and I don't want to confuse you in case your Mr. Right is out there. No, that's just something that me and Just D used to sit up there and play around with.
You
like,
just paid for your name. You call her Just D. She's not Just D. You're Just D. Why are you giving her your name? Why are you giving her your name?
Because he wanted to give it on 12, 13, 14, but I had to shut it down.
That's Mrs.
Just D. Ha! So who did she have over?
Who did I have over? It was Mr. Chip.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay.
No, I'm just going with it.
I think.
No,
I think.
No.
Wait, I think.
Yeah.
I had him over.
Yeah, because your mom's was there.
When my mom was there? Yeah, that was Mr. Chip.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that
so
was
when
Mr.
did you get
Chip.
Married? What were you looking for when you got married?
He was a thought. He was not looking for marriage. What part of a thought are you not hearing?
No.
No,
no,
he's a thot.
It's real. That was real.
So that's why you looking at me sideways because I ain't never had a threesome.
Because he's a thot.
Right,
I mean, we done had the conversations.
Because typically men who are under the age of 35 or under the age of 40 have had at least one threesome in their lives.
I don't want one.
Or at least more than one night stand.
I already told y'all why I didn't like the one night stand or the threesomes.
Yeah, you told us that.
Yeah.
So, but no, I didn't want to get married when I met my husband. No, I wanted just to fuck him just to see how the dick was. That was it.
Gotcha.
Right. My year.
I was wanting to know. I was wanting to sample the dick, but he pushed.
All right.
He pushed.
And this is out the mouth. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I love your honesty, though, dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a whore.
That's what's up. So, now do you... all right.
He's still
asked,
a whore.
If I ask this question, will you be honest?
Yeah, because he's still a whore.
I don't
want
to ask you nothing that's going to make you uncomfortable on... Are you still...
A whore? Yes.
Okay.
I can answer that for you.
Define whore, because I flirt.
Like I said, he's still a whore.
I will flirt. And,
he tried it a little bit because then his husband crook out and pull him right on back together.
My husband knows it. He knows that I'm a flirt. I even went so far as giving out my number one time.
And that was a mistake.
Was that, and how did that end up?
For me.
Did you and the person wind up
I just like to flirt. I just want to see how far I can go.
Gotcha. So you want to see how far your husband's going to let you go?
Well, that too.
Mm-hmm. He wanted to
so
get
you want him to fight you?
Yes.
I don't want him to fight me.
Mm-hmm. You want him to fight somebody?
You know, sometimes it feels good to be fought after.
No.
Oh, wow.
That's the girl in me, B. Mm-hmm. Oh, come on. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to
girls
be fought
don't
after.
Do that.
Girls do want to get Stop fought
do
after.
That.
Yeah.
Why would I want somebody to fight? What if he get hurt? What if the person that he try to fight because he dealing with me beat him up?
He gonna beat him up because then I got his back. He gonna beat him up.
See what I'm saying? That is stock behavior.
I got his back. He's not getting his ass whooped. Especially if I'm there, he's not getting his ass whooped. That's not gonna happen.
He like to fight in the name of the Lord.
He's a fight.
No, but you like if you say he of the Lord. So that's why I'm sitting up here trying to figure. Hey, you said your husband a pastor, right?
No.
Yes, he is.
So he's a minister.
Mm-hmm.
So you bring Satan home with you every night.
Mm-hmm.
Sacrificing lambs and everything
yep.
like that to go through because you want the minister to fight.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with that, D?
You want the minister to fight?
He's a person.
He's supposed to be delivering people from sin.
Come on now. Where's Tony talking about preach?
Not a sin. Where's fighting at? It's a sin. Where's it at?
Well, because it's a sinful. I'm gonna tell you what I think of it. It's something that causes you to fight. Now, the actual fight is not a sin, just like actually drinking is not a sin, but it's the thoughts that drinking pill brings on your mind that
getting drunk
can be a sin. But, like, back to you, what's all types of emotions as far as jealousy and rage?
Oh, he
and
is
anger,
jealous
and
crazy.
To get to this point of fighting. Because ain't no man of the cloth just going to walk outside just punch somebody.
You ain't, wait, you ain't met his husband. So, before you say all that.
Oh, he's just at that point.
Have you seen me, D? I mean, look. I know I'm not giving my best right now. I'm not here in makeup. However, I'm a good looking man. I'm good looking.
It's said and it's done.
So yeah.
So you want your boy to fight over? I'm sorry, not your boy. You want your husband to fight over you?
Better.
No, I'm serious. You want him to physically fight because of something you?
Well, I mean, I've grown.
What do you do? Wait. What do you do?
Yeah,
I've grown a lot.
So why did you want him to fight over you?
Cause he dumb as hell.
You just want to see two black men fighting in the
No, because I like attention, and any type of attention is better than no attention. So that's wrong.
But you already look good, as you said.
Cause
so
he dumb as hell.
You get extra attention?
Because I like extra attention.
Got you. All right. Got you.
I don't think there's nothing wrong with extra attention.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with it. I just don't like the negative type of attention.
And then that one person you're going to run up and he's going to whoop the both of you, you and your husband, because you tried the right one.
That's not going to happen.
Okay.
Right.
You may not be there.
I'm not worried.
What you going to do? Because he out there acting the fool, talking about I want attention. They got y'all caught up slipping.
I'm not worried.
Lord help him
today. I've changed a lot.
Thank the Lord.
And see, well, what changed you? Mm-mm. Growing up, right?
No.
You getting older.
No. This is within the last year. What are you talking about?
I don't care if it was in the last 5 days.
The point is, I've changed.
Right, but he over here trying to attribute it to age. No. It's not.
I don't know your backstory, so I can't say to you.
I'm trying to tell you. It ain't cause of age. It's because my mother had enough.
Oh.
And he said, get it together, or I'm going to get you together.
You know, well, you remind me of my cousin. I have a cousin that you and he were probably really, really good friends.
He don't need no new friends.
No new friends. Even everything he says out his mouth is my cousin.
Really?
No new friends.
What's his name?
No
here?
New friends.
He ain't going to talk about this on air.
No new friends.
Okay, we should become friends.
No, you shouldn't. You don't need no more friends. Tell him.
My husband hates all my friends anyway.
Oh, well, we definitely not doing that.
Which was going to be my question yesterday on Wendy on yesterday. Why does my husband hate all my friends? Well, most of them.
Because you're a thot.
That's not true.
Or your friends thought?
My friends. Some of my friends have thought.
That's why your husband don't like your friends.
But my friends were my friends before we got married.
Okay, and guess what? Some of them still ain't married, right?
What's wrong with that?
You are married.
I was a thought with them.
Okay,
so.
But you're not married. I mean, you're not. You're
but
married
now.
Everybody's
trying to marry thought. Everybody's not trying to marry thought.
I know.
My husband just lucked up.
Pray for his soul.
I pray for his soul every day. I tend to ask God, what did you get him into?
Got cheap stuff in my friend request.
Huh? What'd you say? Get some boots.
In her room.
Huh?
Room.
Oh. Come on over.
Well, I want to ask this. Because there's a specific reason why your husband hates your friends, and I think that's under your control.
It stand up behind the pulpit and give the word again.
No, because I mean, now that's your control. Because you allowing all that into your household, into your livelihood.
What do you mean, Derek? What do you mean?
But we're going to talk about that another night.
You know what?
Night.
Why am I bumping shit with you? I don't know.
We co-host. You
my homeboy.
Did you say
we girl?
Like
you
know,
say we girl?
It's gonna be many a times where you gonna be like to me, just be like, yeah, like you was kind of sideways with that, but like no, but this one, that's you right there, and I don't know you personally
right.
enough to sit up there and make an assessment, but just speaking in general. Based off the comment you just made, if I may be allowed to say,
go ahead.
You allowing that into your household? You know, what I'm saying?
He absolutely.
That my husband don't like my friends.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
No.
Absolutely.
You already know the type of people that's going to piss your husband. You already know that. You know your husband.
No.
You don't know the people that's going to piss him. So he don't know what type of people not to interact with because he know they're going to bother you.
Let me tell you something.
Okay.
So here's the story.
Oh, here
I even
go.
Have friends who I've been friends with for like 10, 15, 20 years that my husband just doesn't like.
Seasons, reasons.
My husband, what you don't understand is my husband is very petty. He can be very, very petty. Like, he has an aunt that he's not spoken to in 17 years. Over some pet. I can't say that it's petty. To him, it's not. To me, it's not petty. It wasn't a petty situation, but 17 years, like, even when his aunt is with his mother, which is her sister, she was like, oh, your aunt here. I don't fuck with her.
I had an aunt, and to your husband, if he is listening, I had an aunt that I wasn't dealing with for a minute. Based on some stupid shit, and I ain't talked to her for 4 years, and I was younger, from like 18 to 22. I felt bad about it because, like, to me, it was just like it was silly. And we wound up getting back cool again because I called her up, even though she was reaching out all that time. She's tattooed on my arm, but she wound up dying in 2009 based on the fact that she had a rare form of cancer that I know black people got, but when I tell you, when I went to my whole therapy thing in 2012, because we stopped talking in 2002, and we was tighter than rice again up until the day she died. Like, she literally died after she talked to me. But it was like, yo, like, I put all that pressure on me because it was just like, yo, like, you had all these 4 or 5 years that you ain't speak to her off of your pride, because your pride wouldn't allow you to sit up there and say, you know what, it's just not that deep.
Absolutely.
Family, they get mad, and then they get glad. You
right.
know what I'm saying? So, like, I don't imagine, unless you molested me or something like that, is a reason for me. I don't care because we had a difference of opinion or something like that, or you called me a name, or I called you a name, X, Y, and Z. It's something silly. We can get
right.
past that.
We can move past it.
And the fact that she's not here anymore bothers me more than the fact that whatever, because I can't even remember why we were mad at each other back
right,
then.
Right, right.
But I say all this to say, like, when you were talking about, you were talking about your husband, and you were saying something about you and how you all are the same. Jog that back if you can remember.
We're the what?
Well, you all are the same, but different in the same. Because you said he's petty, and I can't remember what you were saying. When you said my aunt, it just.
Oh, totally yeah. So, yeah, he's petty. For instance, when I first met my husband, we were talking about exes. I'm friends with my exes. I have no problem being friends with exes.
Oh, I got what I'm saying.
He, on the other hand, he thinks that if it's your ex, then y'all can't be friends. And that's how we met. So here it is now. We've been married.
This is what I forget.
Go ahead.
Are you all legally married?
Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then where does your husband trump? When does he trump?
He don't.
Because I would figure in a marriage, it's your spouse first. That's why I've never been married. So you're about to give me something new. Because I would figure my spouse would trump everything.
Oh, and he does. He trumps. However, I'm not going to end 10, 15, 20-year friendship, period, at all.
I get what you're saying, but why can't it be, you know what, until me and, as you say, your husband get, or you and your husband, as you say, I'm sorry, that's wrong language and everything, as you and your husband build that faith back together, that trust factor back together, I just can't talk to you all in the meantime.
Oh, so here's the thing. Now, the friendship, well, when we first got married, and I realized the dynamics that he had with my friends, the ones that he didn't like, mm-hmm. I realized that type of dynamic, and it tarnished my friendships with people. It didn't end my friendships with people because my friends knew and they understood. It was like, okay, well, you know what? You go ahead. That's your husband, blah, 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 X, Y, and Z. I get it. I understand. So the conversations with my friends went every day to once or twice a month.
Sure.
Now, and it's not even around my husband. It's like when I'm at work, or I'm on the drive from work, or on the drive to work, you know, or a Saturday when he's not there. So yeah, that. But I realized that when you get married, and you begin to put all of yourself in your marriage, and then your family, you tend to lose yourself a lot. And I did. I lost a lot of myself. And then here I'm now trying to regain, you know, myself. I'm like, you know what? I remember I enjoyed going to a movie by myself. I enjoyed actually just walking around the mall. I enjoyed taking myself out to brunch or out to eat. I enjoyed things like that. So I lost. I enjoyed reading, leisurely reading. But I lost a lot of because I put so much time and energy into my marriage, into my family. And then here it is, I ain't got no damn friends. All my friends I work with all of a sudden. So it's not like I have an outside outlet. So I'm regaining my outside outlet. And I think you need to have some type of balance. Mm-hmm. You need to have some type of leverage when you do get married. You can't always be 100% your spouse and 100% your kids. That sounds all good. It sounds good on paper, but realistically, you definitely need an outlet because there are times where I need adult conversation and we're not talking about bills and we're not talking about what's going on at church and we're not talking about, you know, just what we want to do in the future. Sometimes I just want to have a conversation with my friends about, girl, what's going on, you know, blah, blah, blah. You still dating him? Well, what happened? I just want to have that type of conversation. Go ahead.
No, oh, okay, well, let me ask you this. Are your friends that you're referencing, are they gay?
Some of them. Some are actually straight women.
And are they married?
Some are actually married.
So out of the gay and the straight ones, the ones that he does not care for, are those the ones that are married or the ones that are single?
It's mixed.
Oh.
This man, he's equal opportunity.
Okay.
So I had to stop just tarnishing friendships because he didn't like somebody. And so I would ask, now I'm to the point where I'm asking, okay, well, why don't you like such and such?
But you didn't ask that before you got married?
Before I got married, it was fine.
Oh, so this changed after you
got married. Absolutely. Before I got married, it was fine. Oh, so now I'm asking questions like, well, why don't you like such and such?
Because it's never...
Right. I just need to understand, well, why don't you like them? There's no valid reason besides you thinking that either we fucking or anything. So there's no validity.
Do you bring this type of activity into your bedroom, which will give him thought as to why it may be somebody that you're creeping out with?
What do you mean?
Do you, like, if you said that he thinks that y'all may be fucking, you know what I'm saying? Is this something that you are practicing in marriage as far as a threesome thing?
No.
Okay, so what gives him the thought to think that it may be an option that you're
crazy?
Oh, okay. Well, then, all right. I don't know him, so all right, then that's it.
You're crazy.
All right.
So
it's just a straight up insecurity thing.
Right. A lot of insecurity. So
I wish your husband would call in. Like, please call me, because all of these things that you're saying, I would really love to hear his thoughts on them, because it's totally different. We're hearing one side.
But you know, like, I don't know. So,
no,
yeah.
You've done nothing wrong. You're just a new ear who can hear some of your foolishness. So you don't want to just have friends at work?
You said what?
Because you said you want something different than just your friends at work?
Y'all have an open marriage or something? Mm-mm. Oh, okay. Because, I mean, like, these line of questions, I'm confused. Like, I mean, that's the thing y'all do? Or, you know,
mm-hmm.
Okay,
you've never done the open marriage thing? Never done the...
I'm not saying Monique and what's her husband's name? Y'all the 2016 them.
Nope. Never done threesomes with my husband. Never done open marriage. No.
And this is your niece.
It's my niece.
And it's disappointing to me because it's like I don't think my aunt or uncle would allow me to hear all this stuff that there is because it's too much exposure.
Really?
It is to, like,
so this is old souls again.
Okay.
I get it. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, wow. Like, I love that. You know?
Well, my niece is 18, and at 18.
Because it had, I mean, like, yeah, he's like 18. Like, I'm about to say
19. And at 18, 19, I know I was just doing and dipping.
That's something you just started doing, I'm sure, because you had to be comfortable talking to her before she just her 18th birthday.
No.
When she turned 18, you were just like, all of a sudden, boom, all the floodgates open, and we just talk about everything.
Oh.
That's just how we are.
That's
no, and that's fine. That's fine. Because it's like, I mean, like, it's no judgment, but I'm just saying, like, I just, like,
old soul.
Because my parents would, or like my aunts and stuff, they would always have catered conversations. Like, I remember my aunt asked me, I had to be in college, and she said, I want you to tell me you get your first piece. I said, piece of what? Like, what is she talking about, piece? I ain't never heard it used that way. And so she said, your first piece of ass. I said, oh, I've been had sex. But I didn't know what she was talking about. But the whole time she kept talking about first piece. I'm like, well, whatever it happens, I'm going to let her know. And then so I finally asked her, when I said, what do you mean, piece? And so she said, oh, that's what we used to call it. You get your first piece of ass.
Yeah.
I said, but like that. Now, this was my new school versus the old school.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I never heard of it called that. So,
like, me and my niece, we boy watched together. When
you said you did what?
Boy watched together.
How do you watch you married?
Right. Okay.
I can watch boys.
And we appreciate y'all joining in on the conversation. And maybe next week they'll talk about some of these things that they've kind of taken over my conversation with, but I'm glad because I've had a chance to decrease in my anger and ignore their dumbass comments. Oh, not dumbass comments. It was their comments. But join us next week at.
Do we have a topic for next?
8 p.m. It's on.
It's on me. I haven't come
Coco
up with one yet.
Loco.
Okay,
I'll come up with
it'll be out sometime soon, so y'all stay tuned because it'll be out there. But D, I'm gonna let everybody else say goodnight, but I'm getting.
Goodnight, everybody. God bless.